This is The Agriculturist, the official podcast of the student-created magazine in the Texas Tech University Department of Agricultural Education and Communications. In each episode, we hear from the students as they expand on the stories you'll see in the printed and online magazine from the school we love so dearly.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Agriculturist podcast. And for about the next 20 minutes, I'll be your host, Kaysen Litrick. I'm a senior agricultural communications major at Texas Tech University and in the Davis College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources. And on today's podcast, we have a couple of guests where we will feature that are going to be featured in our upcoming story in the Agriculturist From Plains to Policy. In this episode, we're going to go a little more in depth about the experiences of Davis College government interns. And so I'll get it kicked off with our guest that we have with us today. And first, we'll start with Denny.
Hey there, Kaysen. Thanks for having me. My name is Denny Atchley. I am from Las Cruces, New Mexico. I'm here at Texas Tech pursuing a double major in agricultural and applied economics and business administration with a minor in political science, and I interned in Washington, D.C. Last fall of 2022, with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Awesome. Jenny?
Hi, Kaysen. Thanks for having me. I am Jenny Arrett. I'm a junior from San Antonio, Texas. I'm studying agricultural communications with a minor in political science, and I am currently in Austin, Texas, doing the congressional internship with Speaker Dade Phelan.
Awesome. And then we have one other guest with us today, Kylie.
Hi, Kaysen. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Kylie Harlan, and I am a current agricultural communications graduate student, and I interned for Congressman Kevin Brady in fall of 2021.
Awesome. So if the listeners haven't noticed yet, we're doing our setting a little differently. We're on a Zoom meeting right now because Jenny is still, as we're recording this, is still in Austin currently interning. So that's super exciting for her. So right now, we're going to kind of dive a little more into your experiences. So we'll start with Jenny on this first question. Can you talk a little bit about your expectations going into your internship and then what the reality actually was?
Yeah, totally. So if I'm being completely honest, I just kind of went out on a whim and was like, I think I should just try this out and see if I even get through the interview process. And once I made it through and I got placed with Speaker Phelan, I honestly had no idea what to expect. I had very little knowledge of what the internship would be like. In all honesty, I had very little knowledge of also like what truly went on in state government. And so I walked into it completely blindly, hoping that if I was, you know, making people coffee or running papers around, I was gonna do the best I could and love it. And it has absolutely exceeded my expectations. I'm working in the policy office for the speaker. So I work with 10 policy analysts that kind of help all the members in the Texas House with policy, legislation, all that fun stuff. And so I had two specific policy analysts kind of pull me in onto their specific issues and committees, where I really got to get the full experience of going to committee hearings and meetings and, you know, running back and forth on the floor. So it has been more than I could have ever hoped for. I've been really, really lucky.
Awesome. That's really great. Denny?
Yeah, so I knew I was going to be paired with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association instead of being on the Hill when I went to D.C. So I didn't really know what to expect at all, kind of like Jenny said. I had heard intern stories from kids that worked on the Hill. And so since I wasn't on the Hill, I really didn't know what to expect. But I kind of figured, you know, an office intern is going to be running and getting coffee or making copies for people. And that just wasn't the experience at all. I got to do so much more degree related work than I had ever expected to. Researching cattle issues and what was going on in DC at the time, and really just getting a broader view of the cattle industry and helping advocate for our producers. And yeah, it very much exceeded my expectations.
Yeah, Denny, you kind of had a unique experience. And so the listeners know too, I also interned in Washington, D.C. the same semester that Denny did. Denny had a little bit of a different experience than some of the other interns here because you worked off the Hill instead of on the Hill traditionally. Did you enjoy working off the Hill?
I did, yeah. Being on kind of the private sector and with a lobbying group, it was definitely different because we weren't on the Hill every day. We did get to go up to the Hill, of course, and interact with a bunch of senators and representatives, but it was definitely a little bit different. I had a little bit different of experience than everybody else, but I was super thankful for it. I'm from a cattle producing family, and it couldn't have been a better match pairing me with the NCBA.
That's awesome. And now, Kylie, what was your experience, your expectations versus reality?
Right. So I, like Jenny and Denny, didn't really know what to expect. I was applied when we were in that weird, is it COVID? Is it not COVID? What's going on kind of phase. And so a lot of us in my intern cohort didn't really know, like, were we going to get to go in person? Like, we were all planning to move to DC. That was a green light, but what was office like life going to be like? And so fortunately for me, my office was in person, and so that was really great. I got to go to work every day in comparison to some of my housemates who were doing remote internships actually in DC. So towards the end of our time, when restrictions started getting a little bit lighter, they did get to go in office a few days a week, a few hours, that kind of thing, but it was never really that full experience. So I was really fortunate to be able to have the full experience, but yeah, I don't really know what my expectations were. Like Jenny said, I was kind of like, let me try and see what happens. And I did, and it happened, and I couldn't be more grateful for the experience.
That's great. Kylie, since we've got you now, do you want to talk about kind of like what your day-to-day routine was like? What kind of yeah, what your day-to-day was like?
Right. So I answered the phones a lot, as we all know, as we all do. That's kind of the I don't know. That's what everyone says you're gonna do, and you sure enough do it. And so, lots of answering the phones. I was lucky enough to get to not attend hearings because, like I said, we had those weird COVID restrictions. But I was able to watch a lot of hearings, take notes, learn a lot from that process, and really got to interact with the staff a lot because we all were kind of locked away in the office essentially. So, answering phones, doing any kind of special projects that office or staff might have needed me to, writing memos, writing brief research reports, biographies, really anything that I could be helpful on. But it did vary from day to day, and it was really cool because I got to go on errands to the Senate side or to other office buildings. And because there were those restrictions, there was like nobody in the hallways. So like walking through the Capitol and walking through the tunnels and being the only person there, that was really neat. But other than that, it was a little bit different than what currently is going on and what had been going on prior to COVID.
Yeah, that must have been really cool because when I was interning up there, it wasn't quite as full as it is now that they've completely opened up the offices back, but I'm sure it was almost kind of like a bit of a ghost town in the
It really
buildings.
was. Yeah. Being the only person in the rotunda, I mean, that's a pretty like surreal experience, a bit eerie, but also really cool at the same time.
Yeah, Jenny, what has your day-to-day been like?
Yeah, so every day is really different depending on what's going on. So right now we are in the thick of session, or like my boss likes to say, we have started the fourth quarter of session. So we're in that final stretch and we're on the floor from morning to, a little past five, closer to seven, and then committee starts. So that's whenever I make my way to, I've been doing a lot of work with one of the policy analysts with State Affairs Committee and then Ag and Livestock. So Ag and Livestock's fortunately in the morning, so I'll stay a little late with State Affairs and then get up real early and go there for Ag and Livestock. But it's really just a lot of being right now whatever the policy analysts need me to do. If I need to go be them and take notes somewhere in a committee hearing or record votes in a formal committee meeting, I go do that. Yeah, it's just kind of all over the place right now. I can't even predict what tomorrow's gonna look like.
Yeah, crazy busy girl. Denny, what was yours like?
So mine was a little bit different. Given that we're with a lobbying group, we don't have constituents calling us and contacting us. So I never touched a phone. I was lucky in that aspect, but we would start the day off. We would send out an email publication called the Daily Roundup, and we would take everything that was going on in the news and going on in DC from a policy aspect and just kind of narrow it down into what our cattle producers really cared about. And we would send out that every day by noon and just keep them updated. And that kind of kept us baptized in the news. And we were really up to date on what was going on with the entire agriculture industry, but specifically the cattle industry. And then after that, it was on to research. So our lobbyist would give us a topic and or a bill that was being proposed or anything like that. And we would do all the as much research as we could for them to kind of give them that ammunition they needed to go up to the Capitol and advocate for our cattle producers. And then we also did a bunch of events there at NCBA on our rooftop. So we did a lot of event coordination, and we actually got to help out with a lot of social media content as well. So a little bit of everything and a whole lot of research, and yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, that's kind of what I took away too. It was did a little bit of everything. When you're a congressional intern, you do a little bit of research, you write some memos, you make a social media post, you take notes in a meeting. It's kind of crazy. You get to experience everything. And now that we've hit kind of close to a halfway point, we're just going to go ahead and take a quick little break, and we'll be back in just a second.
We are taking a quick break from the discussion to talk about where you can find more stories just like From Plains to Policy. If you're craving a bigger taste of West Texas, check out Texas Tech University's Agricultural Communications student publication, The Agriculturist. You can discover the latest happenings in the agriculture industry at Texas Tech and the South Plains through the lens of the future leaders of the industry. You can find more information on Instagram and Facebook at TTU Agriculturist or online at www.ttuagriculturist.com. Now, back to the episode.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We'll get right back into this little panel discussion that we're having. And I want to start with Denny, because I feel like your major really closely applied to what you really got to do while you were up in DC. So, when it comes to your degree, do you feel like you were able to translate skills that you learned in the classroom into that professional work environment of your internship?
Oh, 100%. Having just that, both the classroom background knowledge of the economics behind the cattle industry, and being from the industry and working on the ground level on different ranches, really gave me a lot of good experience to reflect on. Because we'd be talking about issues, but you also kind of understand it from both the ground point, the day to day on a cow calf operation, but also on a national scale as well. So being an economics major, I kind of took towards the lobbyists that were working on a lot of the trade issues and a lot of the market issues that were going on. So that was kind of my forte. And no, my degree applied directly to it. And I was able to keep up with a lot of just understanding what was going on, just because I'm a little bit further in my degree than, which I'm glad that I waited until I was further in my degree, because I really kind of could understand the issues and actually be a bit more helpful.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I'm also glad I waited until later into the degree program to go and really be able to be really immersed into it. Kylie, how do you feel like your degree translated?
So as I mentioned, I am a grad AgCom student, but I also did my undergrad in AgCom, which is when I completed this internship. And while I'm pretty lost on the economic side of things, I'm happy to admit that. I feel like a lot of the skills that I've gained in AgCom were really applicable, especially those soft skills that we get, like being super able to communicate really in any like medium, whether it's written, verbal, online, offline, like all those kinds of things. Those sort of soft skills I feel like were really helpful. And then I took an ag policy, not an ag policy. Well, as close as AgCom gets to ag policy, an advocating for agriculture class in prior to my internship. And we learned some stuff there about like how ag looks on the hill, how ag looks in trade and commodity organizations, and kind of how it all plays together. And so I got to take away some information from that class and kind of put it into work there. But I would say that a lot of those soft skills that we get, like you said, Kaysen, we do some social media posts, we do just a little bit of random like work with the comms directors as an intern. And so I definitely was able to use those skills in that air realm. But yeah, I think it was pretty applicable, but definitely those soft skills that they kind of harp on for us were super helpful.
How about you, Jenny?
I definitely have to second what Kylie said. Those soft skills for me have been instrumental because, as you guys know, this internship is a lot of networking and a lot of talking and shaking hands and kind of like making a name for yourself, but also like upholding this like big pressure to make your boss look good, which is a very important figure where in this industry that you're working in. And so I feel like AgCom has done an amazing job of just like teaching me how to be a good human and a good worker and put in a have a really good work ethic. And also like those writing skills have been wonderful for the bill analysis and also just understanding like documents with really big words. It's been great with that to dissect information. So definitely has been, I don't know if I could have had the same experience or felt as connected to my work without that background, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. The research aspect of our degree, I felt like really helped me while I was up in DC too, because you get these big long reports and was really able to sit down and dissect them and really understand them. So kind of the next little prompt for y'all is why, since coming back to your from your internships, Jenny, you're about to finish, how do you feel that your professional mindset has changed, or whether it be your career experience, expectations for the workforce, what it's really going to be like. How do you think your mindset shifted during that? And we can start with Miss Harlan.
Absolutely. So I think that working in DC like had a really pivotal shift for me personally, specifically in the way that our country is run by 20 somethings. And so like yes, we have our bosses and they do terrific work and they are super knowledgeable, but the staff in my office personally, aside from our chief of staff, was all under 30. And so like I was 21, 22 at the time. And my staff assistant, I think he was the same exact age as me. Some of our LAs were a year, maybe two older than me. And then, like I said, it just kept going up and up, but not too much. And so I think that was really just helpful for me to kind of be more confident in myself and my skills and just kind of reassure me that it doesn't matter what my age is, especially for those of us who like have graduated college early or like have taken a little bit of a fast track and you're like, okay, I'm 22 years old. What am I gonna do in the real world? Well, you can do things. And so it was just kind of a pivotal moment for me to realize that it doesn't matter what your age is, you're capable or you're not. And most of the time you always are. And so that was just kind of enlightening for me and just kind of helped get some like mental blocks for me personally, because you can be whatever you want to be at whatever age, as long as you have the determination to do so.
Yeah, that's really great. I love that. Denny, what did you take away?
Yeah, so I think it kind of changed the way that I approached school after going up there. You know, up in, I mean, in DC, you're kind of living just like this really fast life, like you're on a freight train, and you come back to Lubbock and everything slows down again, and you can kind of like take a breath. And, but it changes the way you think, really, the way that you approach research and the way that you try to learn different contents when you come back to school, because you kind of you learned how to become like a subject matter expert on different topics up in DC really, really fast. So you could brief your whether it was your congressman or staffers or in my case the lobbyists, you had to become an expert on something really, really fast. And so it's made coming back to school a little bit easier, really, because you're in that mindset of just quick learning and regurgitating information. And yeah, it's made school a whole lot easier, but it kind of changes your mindset too, that you're still kind of in this professional environment and you still hold yourself to that standard as if you were an intern, even when you're back here in Lubbock.
Yeah, that's really great. I never really thought about it in that aspect. You do become experts very quickly on different subject matter, and it does help a lot with school about transitioning from different assignments or research projects, and when you're balancing five different classes. Jenny.
For me personally, like kind of in a professional aspect of things, it's been really neat to observe a bunch of different types of leadership in the Capitol and kind of just like reflect on myself of like which leadership styles I thrive in more as an employee. And so that's just been really important for me because I've never, like, it was like a weird, I've just never experienced that before of like, yes, this is a leader that I respond to well, and like this one I'm like struggling a bit, you know? It's also taught me a lot on how to accept like criticism and like hard conversations, and it's helped me grow up and mature in that way. I've been really fortunate that up until this internship, I've always had jobs and experiences with bosses that ended up really becoming my friends after. And so this is the first time of like, yes, I've made a lot of friends, but it's also like this, the weight of the work you're doing is just different, and it's very serious. And with that comes like even small mistakes, like it's a big deal. And so learning just how to like bounce back from messing up and moving forward and having the confidence of like it's okay, you know, you're human, but what are you going to do next, and how are you going to grow from this? And so just in a, I think I've matured a lot, and like this naiveness that I had to me prior in a professional sense, I think has gone away in a good way though. Like I've grown up, my eyes have been open to things, and yeah, and I'm not back in Lubbock yet, but I'm like really, I feel good hearing what Denny and Kylie have to say because I've been thinking about how that adjustment's gonna be when I'm back.
Yeah, it definitely is an adjustment after living such a fast-paced life to kind of come back and slow down just a bit. So that's all. Really, we're kind of run out of time. So I would like to end this by saying thank you so much, Denny, Jenny, and Kylie for being a part of this. For the listeners, you can go check out our story in The Agriculturist from Plains to Policy. Denny, Jenny, and Kylie all speak on their experiences in DC and Austin, respectively, and the time that they had up there. So, thank you three. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode.
Thank
And
you.
having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
absolutely. So I would like to thank all of the listeners for tuning in to this episode of the Agriculturist Podcast to get a little more behind the scenes of our story and what it's like to be a Davis College government intern. So I would like to ask all of you to stay tuned for our episode next week and have a great rest of your day.
The Agriculturist Podcast was completely produced by students enrolled in the Agricultural Communications Block at Texas Tech University. The block is a capstone experience where students enroll in four courses to produce the magazine and a campaign plan. To learn more about our program, go to depts.ttu.edu/aged. The Agriculturist is available online at ttuagriculturist.com and is available on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.